get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon. The top stories at 12 hours. Tasila Lungu directed to appear before Parliament within 14 days after her father's burial. Vice President clarifies government's position on alleged leaked audio. And Thailand warns clashes with Cambodia could move towards war.
The Hot FM News with Natasha Nguni.
The news in detail. Speaker of the National Assembly Nelly Muti has directed Chawama Member of Parliament Tasila Lungu in absentia to present herself before Parliament within 14 days after the burial of her father, the 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu. In her ruling, Ms. Muti has further directed that if the House is on recess, Ms. Lungu must present herself to the office of the Speaker or, alternatively, within 14 days of the opening of the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly. The ruling follows a point of order raised on 15th July 2025 by Zambezi East Member of Parliament, Brian Kambita, questioning the status of Ms. Lungu in light of an alleged submission to the South African High Court by former First Lady Esther Lungu, stating that the Lungu family had no intention of returning to Zambia. Ms. Muti has acknowledged that the Lungu family is still in mourning and awaiting a ruling by the South African court concerning the repatriation of the late president's body, as well as ongoing discussions with government to resolve the matter out of court. She has confirmed that her office had received a letter from Tasila Lungu requesting a leave of absence to attend the legal proceedings in South Africa related to the burial arrangements for the former president.
While I recognize the sad state of affairs regarding the funeral of the late former president and the need for Ms. T. Lungu MP to mourn and put to rest her father, I am also alive to the need for the people of Chawama Parameter constituents to be represented. In this regard, I direct in absentia Ms. T. Lungu MP to present herself to either my office, if the House will be on recess, or the House within 14 days after the burial of her late father, or within 14 days of the opening of the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly.
President Hage Ndehichilema is today scheduled to participate in the virtual sixth summit of the African Union Committee of 10 C10 heads of state and government on the reform of the United Nations Security Council. In a statement, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Principal Public Relations Officer Eva Chanda has confirmed that the high-level meeting will be chaired by Dr. Julius Maada Bio, President of the Republic of Sierra Leone and Coordinator of the C10. Mrs. Chanda has explained that the summit will focus on advancing the common African position, which calls for a more equitable and representative United Nations Security Council. She said the key item on the agenda will be the adoption of outcomes from the 13th C10 ministerial meeting held in Lusaka from 3rd to 5th June 2025. Minister of Transport and Logistics Frank Dayali has revealed that Zambia Airways 2014 plans to expand its fleet as part of its five-year strategic plan aimed at improving passenger capacity and service delivery. Speaking during the question for oral answer session in Parliament, Mr. Tayali said the airline intends to acquire one aircraft each year from 2025 to 2029 in line with its growth strategy. He has stated that the expansion is part of Zambia Airways 2025 to 2029 strategic plan, which will see the addition of one aircraft annually to support growing passenger demand and route expansion. Mr. Tayali has emphasized that the move is in response to increasing demand for air travel and the airline's efforts to position itself competitively in the region and beyond.
The The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Economist Trevor Hambai has commended government for achieving 92% progress in its external debt restructuring efforts, noting that only 7.8% of the process remains pending with creditors. According to government, Zambia has made substantial progress by securing agreements in principle on approximately $12.4 billion, representing over 92% of the country's total external debt. Mr. Hambai has described the development as a major step towards comprehensive debt restructuring and long-term economic recovery. However, he has also cautioned that prolonged nature of the restructuring process continues to affect the broader economy, with many Zambians still burdened by a high cost of living and rising poverty levels.
In terms of the fact that the country has attained this 92% or 93% in terms of the debt restructuring, this is very positive. As we had needed to be able to get past this, to be able to align ourselves towards domestic economic recovery. The downside around this obviously comes in the fact that this process has taken a really long time, that we have been working towards this past 3 years in trying to restructure the debt, and in that time we seem to have put our approach towards economic recovery on hold. This has affected the domestic in terms of an ordinary Zambian, that although the economy is not growing.
Vice President Mutale Nalumango has dismissed an audio recording circulating on social media allegedly involving a cabinet minister and a member of parliament, describing it as a conversation based on personal suggestions and proposals and not government's position. Responding to a question in Parliament from Mpika Member of Parliament Francis Kapyanga, who sought clarity on government stance regarding the widely circulated recording, Mrs. Nalumango has noted that it is not uncommon for individuals to express personal views, especially in connection with emotionally charged matters, such as the recent funeral of former President Edgar Lungu. She has, however, firmly emphasized that government had no involvement in the content of the audio and disassociated itself from the claims made in the recording. Mrs. Nalumango has further urged the public to refrain from spreading unverified information, stressing that no official or leaked government document supports the claims being circulated.
That audio is a suggestion. I listened unless I didn't. Listen, it was a suggestion, and all of you have been making suggestions on how to deal with the funeral of our late president. And the fact that you make a suggestion, let us face it, when big things happen, everybody speaks about the same. So those were proposals and suggestions.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Fighting between Thai and Cambodian troops over a disputed border has entered a second day, with Bangkok warning that the conflict could move towards war. 16 people have so far been killed, while tens of thousands have been moved to evacuation centers on both sides of the border. The fighting that started Thursday marks a dramatic escalation of a conflict that dates back to more than a century. The BBC has more.
Thailand says it's evacuated more than 130,000 people from the area close to the border with Cambodia as the two countries continue to exchange fire using tanks and artillery. The United States has joined Israel in condemning France's announcement that it will recognize Palestinian statehood. The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio said it was a slap in the face to the victims of the deadly Hamas attacks in October 2023. The French president said a formal announcement would be made at the UN General Assembly in September. But, as Jeremy Bowen explains, Israel is likely to push back. Britain, France and Germany are holding talks with Iran over its nuclear program. The discussions are taking place in the Turkish city of Istanbul. It's the first such meeting since Israel carried out a 12-day aerial bombardment of Iran last month, striking targets, including nuclear.